here in Gallagher Estates in Midrand. 5FM is all over the country getting vaxxed up on 5. We're here at a Discovery vaccination site. And this is quite cool. I've got with me Dr. Ryan Noach, who is the CEO of Discovery Health, one of the big guys. It's a pleasure. Thank you for making some time for me. I believe you've been in like meetings all day, so this is great that we get to talk.
Really good to meet Hammond Time in person.
Thank you. The first thing you said is you sort of looked up and down, and I think I was taller than you were expecting.
Much taller, younger, more energetic. Maybe it's the spring day thing, right?
I think it's maybe it's the fact that I'm vaccinated. I got to tell you, like, you know, we started this new show in the beginning of the pandemic, so we never got to meet anybody, see anyone, do anything outside of like our own homes. And then when we got here today, there's a 20-year-old guy comes up to us and he says, I wasn't sure if I was going to get vaccinated or not. On the show last week, I heard you had doctors on. You were talking about like medical information, answering questions. And I said, I'm coming. I'm going to come down to Discovery. I'm going to get vaccinated. It's a beautiful thing.
It's a great story. I mean, I think it really means that you guys are actually saving lives. Great impact.
You guys are running a tight ship here. I've got to commend you on it. I mean, we spoke to one woman who said, because this is a big operation. I don't know. Is this the largest one in the country that we're at?
I'm not quite sure if it's the largest in the country, but it's certainly one of the larger ones. We have a capacity to do up to 5,000 a day here. We're really thrilled to see lots of people coming through.
Woman came in and we asked her, how long have you been here? She said, no, 20 minutes. We said, oh, you're still getting in the queue. She said, no, I'm done. And it was an exceptional thing because you have great capacity. You're doing awesome work. Something I wanted to put to you, this is something that we get asked quite often on the show. We speak to younger people in South Africa, many of whom I think would either be or consider themselves to be at relatively low risk. And they go, well, you know, I've either had COVID or maybe I think I have, whatever, but I don't think that I would like to get too sick if I did. Why should I go get vaccinated? Why would it make a difference to me?
Yeah, do you consider me a younger person, Nick?
I do, but I think I'm referring more to people sort of in the lower half of the 18 to 34 cohort.
Yeah,
guessing checking. You're like 23, right?
Yeah, just checking. 23, reverse the numbers and add a few years. Nick, it's a great question. And, you know, it's a vexing one because young people don't really get severe disease. So why should young people get vaccinated? The starting point is to say, firstly, it's safe. We've vaccinated about 5.5 billion vaccines have been delivered across the world. In South Africa, we've crossed the 12 million mark. And in our own membership at Discovery Health, we've vaccinated more than 1.3 million people. And in all of those numbers, massive numbers, we're seeing that the vaccines are safe. So the starting point is to say, don't believe the misinformation that you're reading out there. It's safe. The second is that it's effective. It's effective at three levels. The first is it reduces your chance of an infection. The second is that it dramatically reduces your chance of getting severely ill. And the third is that it almost entirely negates your chance of dying. Of course, there are people, unfortunately, who still contract COVID-19 and die, but they are right on the margin and in the minority. In fact, the data shows you've got more chance of dying from influenza than of dying from COVID-19 post-vaccination. So part one, it's safe, and part two, it's effective. And then part three, for the young people out there, you've got parents, you've got grandparents, you've got communities around you. You don't want to be the one to infect them. You don't want to be a carrier of COVID-19. And by the way, at a population level, our responsibility to our communities is to try and make sure that everybody's immune. If we can achieve a level of immunity across populations, we can suppress these waves that we're seeing of COVID-19. So really, I do advocate for all age groups where it's been tested, go and get vaccinated.
And it'd be beautiful for the healthcare workers too. And you put that so well, and I think it's the exact right way to say it. I was telling you just before we jumped on, my girlfriend's a healthcare worker, and she's been working as a nurse in COVID ICUs since the start of the pandemic. And they go in and out of waves, you know, and obviously when capacity is needed, they open up the COVID ICU wards. But the last time that it closed now, you know, in between the waves, it was this massive sigh of relief. And you think about all these people, and I know you mentioned to me, and you made the point is that, you know, you haven't been COVID-facing the way that other healthcare workers have, but you're a part of that community, and these are people you speak to every day. And I imagine, you know, it is getting to that point where there's got to be that light at the end of the tunnel. There's got to be something to be hopeful about.
The frontline healthcare workers, like your girlfriend, are the real heroes here. And we all owe an enormous, enormous thanks to them. You know, they've put themselves at risk being in the front line and delivering this care, and the stress, the physical risk, the strain that it's put on them as individuals is just inordinate. It's hard to believe. And, you know, they are my personal heroes. I think they've done an absolutely fantastic job. Our responsibility as a community is to do everything we can to protect them and to help them. And the most important thing we can do, get vaccinated and let's keep those ICUs empty.
I agree. Yeah. I couldn't agree more. Yeah. It's an awesome day out here, by the way. There's a good vibe. There's a great energy. Come down, Discovery Vaccination Site, Gallagher, Midrand. If you're anywhere in Gauteng, I'm sure you could get here even before you guys open. It's still 6 that this is going, I think, today.
It's all 6 today, correct.
Come on down. Come any day. Just take some time out from whatever you're doing and do the right thing. Dr. Ryan Nosh, CEO of Discovery Health. Thanks for hanging out.
Thanks so much. Great to meet you.
4:15